This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj. I'm in the studio today with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Braj.
And we are talking about salaries. Now that we have a national wage index, looking back, were you happy with your starting salary? Would a guide like the national wage index have helped you when you first negotiated your starting salary? We have some messages that have already come in. Let's look at WhatsApp.
Yeah, so Maggie Best says, not having paper qualifications, I had held jobs higher than my qualifications but was paid less. Looking back, I often wonder why we accept employers' rationale that I could be given the responsibility of the post, but not the pay that went with the job. Mm-hmm. Sometimes to make up for the lack of paper qualifications, we would be expected to take on extra responsibilities. So if productivity was the criteria, then I think I would have been paid more. Interesting.
Yeah.
Then we have, about our second story, we have this message from numbers 1833 who asks, aren't gender pay gaps long debunked by some guy named Jordan Peterson? I think Jordan Peterson was the clinical psychologist. So, a simple Google will show you that as recent as 10th of December 2018, there was a study, a Harvard study that said gender wage gap explained entirely by work choices. Then if you scroll down, there's some there's one by Vox. A stunning chart shows the true cause of the gender wage gap. There's the systematic review of gender pay gap and factors that contribute to it. There's one from November 2018 that goes, gender pay gap is worse than thought. Studies show women actually earn half of what some men earn in some companies, and on and so on and so forth. So I think it's easy for people to debunk, but there's so much evidence to show that it's an actual thing that happens.
Yeah, and from my understanding, basically, Jordan Peterson's argument is that there are more things that contribute to a pay gap than just your gender, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
However, it doesn't mean that the gender pay gap itself and the fact that your pay can be influenced by your gender doesn't exist.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, join in on the conversation. You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or join the conversation on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. We're moving on to our next story now, also about money. This is, of course, good news for SMEs who are looking to digitize themselves for Industry 4.0. Syarikat Jaminan Pembiayaan Perniagaan, or SJPP, just yesterday launched some 2 billion ringgit in government guarantees to help SMEs incorporate more efficient technological practices for IR 4.0. Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng, he confirmed that the 2 billion is part of the 6.5 billion ringgit in guarantees that were allocated under Budget 2019. He also said that the SJPP will guarantee up to 70% of the bank loans extended to SMEs by 13 banks nationwide. And he also said that since SJPP is guaranteeing, the loans can be considered zero-rated risk. Now, just in case you aren't aware what a government guarantee scheme is, this is when the government guarantees a portion of the financing facilities provided by banks, and the banks, of course, share the credit. I mean, the government guarantee helps to share the credit risk for these businesses, and this helps assist SMEs in all sectors to gain access to financing from participating banks. Our finance minister also added that this 2 billion guarantee scheme is designed having in mind that SMEs contribute 37% of the Malaysian GDP just last year, 2018. And this contribution is expected to go up to 41% by 2020. That's next year. He also said many other things at the press conference. But this is what he had to say about his hopes that this scheme will help SME growth in the country.
What we need to do is to instill confidence that the foreign investors have in Malaysia. Domestic investors should also do likewise. We always emphasize that certainty, clarity, consistency in our policies to bring about confidence. Confidence at the end of the day is everything. If the investors have confidence, then they will invest. If they do not have confidence, even though the government put money in, no one will come. So confidence is that essential ingredient that we can not only grow our economy, but we can ensure that it's dynamic and that you have a good mix, both local as well as foreign investors.
That was YB Lim Guan Eng, our finance minister. My favorite part of that press conference came when Guan Eng basically let rip at banks. You know, he told them that they need to extend cheaper loans to SMEs to ease the cost of doing business. This is him going at those banks.
there is no need to offer such a large spread. I think 3.5% is excessive. And I will expect to see a reduction or else a directive will be issued. So I think it is better for you to show your risk conscious and also your CSR and also your appreciation to the government 70% guarantee by reducing the spread immediately.
I tell you, press conferences these days are way more fun than they used to be. I digress, but I think these government guarantees couldn't have come at a better time because I personally have interviewed so many experts on Resource Centre that have been warning us about how SMEs in particular are falling behind in this race to be IR 4.0 ready, right? You know, they don't know where to start. You know, sometimes it's as simple as just connecting themselves to a cloud or adopting a POS system that helps them, you know, manage their inventory. Or because, you know, when IR4 hits us and, you know, countries like Germany, they have been preparing for this like over the years for automation, AI. Yeah. And, you know, some of our mom and pop stores, they are nowhere near to being ready. And, you know, SMEs account for like 98% of Malaysian businesses.
Yeah. And it's a lot. I mean, if you just look at like the simple definition of what Industry 4.0 is, it says it includes cyber physical systems, Internet of Things, cloud computing, cognitive computing. So even those four things, if you look at how many across the board, like Malaysian companies, SMEs and stuff, if we've caught up, it's easy to say no. So we need grants like this. We need help from the government like this. They need to sort of inject this much into that industry so that they catch up. And I like it because, you know, things like this are signs of moving towards like a mature country, like a mature democracy.
Yeah,
because it's not just internal problems. We're not just looking at problems that we have internally when it comes to business and SME and stuff. We're going on like a global scale. Like, how can we catch up to the rest of the world that are doing things right? And one of those things is catching up to Industry 4.0, because if you get left behind, then it's going to be difficult to do business since so much of business is done online.
Yeah, I mean, this just feels like it's about time, you know? Like, I think there have been a couple of conversations about Industry 4.0 here on BFM as well in the past. And, you know, it's slowly starting to catch on that, like, oh, maybe this is something we need to be worried about. Maybe this is something that we actually need to take seriously, right? Like, I think even way back when the first industrial revolution happened, I'm sure people were like, it's probably nothing. Steam is like, whatever, right? So the fact that we're finally actually, you know, getting government support in this way for SMEs to actually catch up, I think is a fantastic idea.
And you can see it happening on different fronts, right? Like, I think the Terragraph, that's another thing. We are the second country in the world to sort of like experiment with Terragraph. So stuff like that, you know, bringing new tech in, experimenting, making sure that we are on par with other countries who are sort of like putting their foot forward and going, you know, you can test your technology here, let's see if it works, is good. And things like this, especially what the SGPP is doing, I think, I don't know, I'm optimistic. I think it will really help sort of like level the playing field across the board.
Yeah, 2 billion ringgit worth of assistance. All right. Of course, our main story of the day is about salaries. And looking back, now that we have a national wage index, looking back, would something like this index have helped you when you first negotiated your starting salary? Get in touch with us on Insta Story and on on Twitter at BFM Radio, or you can even text us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We have a little bit of Billy Idol for you. Here's Cradle of Love, Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.